story is one of numbers and its effect across the globe. The coronavirus pandemic now has sickened close to 5 million people at a cost of nearly 304,000 lives. The figures are compiled by Johns Hopkins University. Still, there is a growing pattern of easing off on restrictions in much of the world. Here in the U.S., most states have begun to reopen their economies. This in the face of a mounting pandemic caseload well above 1.4 million, the highest in the world, and a death toll that is approaching 86,000, again, the most anywhere. Many states that are opening up are seeing a rise in cases. U.S. President Donald Trump said again today he hopes to see a coronavirus vaccine by the end of the year. Health officials are generally more cautious in their hopes and predictions. The world's largest cruise line company, Carnival, says it is laying off hundreds of U.S.-based employees. They'll be added to the rapidly growing list of Americans who have lost their jobs due to the pandemic. The official unemployment number since the middle of March is 36.5 million. 3 million people filed for benefits last week alone. Some economists warn the U.S. unemployment rate could reach a shocking 25% this month, a Great Depression level. A bit of counterpoint, tens of thousands of U.S. auto industry workers are headed back to their jobs. Production lines have been shut down for 2 months. It is the first major U.S. manufacturing sector scheduled to restart its operations. Car companies are counting on pent-up consumer demand to help get them back on track. Vehicle sales in April fell by almost 50%. And with so many Americans out of work, for them, new car buying may be out of the question well into the future. A U.S. government whistleblower told a House committee Thursday the United States has no comprehensive battle plan for fighting the pandemic. Dr. Rick Bright, fired from his vaccine coordination work, said there is a pressing need for a coherent national strategy that goes beyond a vaccine in such basic areas as personal protective equipment, testing, and treatment. This is VOA News. According to a new Washington Post Ipsos poll, 6 in 10 Americans who have been working outside their homes are afraid they could be exposed to the coronavirus on the job and infect members of their household. Dr. Anthony Fauci, probably the most respected member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, this week said if the country moves too quickly to open up its economy, there could be a price, needless suffering and death. Now, local officials in some states say their governors are guilty of such premature decisions. One such state is Texas, which has suffered its worst one-day number of COVID-19 cases, 1,458, and 58 deaths. Governor Greg Abbott explains Texas has fewer cases than other large states. Pandemic restrictions are easing in Europe. Germany is opening its border with Luxembourg and increasing the number of crossings from France, Switzerland, and Austria. The goal is to restore free travel by June 15th. Germany is also dropping a mandatory 14-day quarantine for travelers from European Union countries and several other European nations, including Britain. German restaurants had begun to reopen. The country has recorded more than 174,000